Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugru, and today's episode is on confidence. Welcome back. So today's episode is on a pretty important topic. I haven't covered this properly yet, and it is about confidence. So I know that probably all of us want to possess like confidence, like true inner confidence. And I'm going to talk about what inner confidence really is. I feel like it gets mumbled up in a lot of negative sort of overviews, or people feel like it's arrogance or someone's too egotistic, things like that. There's differences between what true inner confidence is and having those kind of masks on. And also then there is the self-awareness to really identify whether someone's actually got good intentions, is really positive, is in like it's doing things for the good and isn't trying to get a one-up on anyone around them, if that makes sense. So confidence is the feeling or belief that someone can have faith in or rely on someone, themselves, or something. That's basically what confidence is. It's a very positive thing, because what actually comes from confidence is trust, belief, faith, credence, conviction, resilience, dependence. All those things are great qualities, not only for you, not only for your goals, but for anyone that you engage with. And you can be an amazing friend when you've got inner confidence. You can be an amazing partner when you've got inner confidence, a great leader. You can be a great person in general. And it's not about being better than anyone. Please understand that inner confidence is something that enables you to develop qualities that are invaluable to others. And people can really rely on you, and people can really trust you. And when you have inner confidence, those are things that you actually really value. When you lack inner confidence, there's things like distrust that will come from your overview. And that is something that's really important to understand. When you struggle with your own inner confidence, that actually then gives a flow-on effect to things that you want to do in life. So that's why I wanted to cover that, because this is a Girl Boss Podcast. It's about bossing all areas in life, but understanding that your lack of self-confidence will disable your ability to trust, because something inside of you doesn't really trust yourself. That is going to stem from actions that you've taken in the past, giving up, quitting, not being able to think positively or handle life situations. And as you do this more and more and more, your inner confidence will actually decrease. It will decrease your ability to be able to not only see things in a more optimistic way, because you haven't proven or earned that for yourself. And it's all about recognizing this in order to make improvements in this area. And it's never too late to start, but it's also a process if you have got yourself in a situation where you know that you lack confidence, self-esteem, and things like that. And if you fail to trust or believe or have faith in things outside of yourself, it generally comes from within yourself, if that makes sense. It's a lack of self-confidence. The other thing is, like, when you're confident in yourself, you find it easier to open up and be vulnerable to people around you, especially if you're surrounding yourself with confident people. So usually you'll have a set of friends or acquaintances or whatever that you can really rely on and be completely raw and open about how you're feeling. And generally, if you're with a confident person or somebody that appears confident, you'll find it easier to trust them with secrets or, you know, personal matters. And you can kind of develop a mutual trust when it comes to dealing with confident people. Now, there's a big sort of gray area when it comes to this, because sometimes you can have a really great bond with somebody that isn't necessarily confident, and they can be great at exhibiting a really nice uplifting behavior, I don't know, like a friendship or a connection type thing. But there's always going to be a part of you that can really recognize whether or not somebody's confident just by seeing how they handle life situations and the info that they give you when you're discussing personal matters with them and what their overview or take on things are. That's where the confidence sort of comes through. If you got somebody that's got a really can-do approach, or like, we can handle this, we can do this, then you're probably in the hands of somebody that is giving you great advice. Or likewise, if you're giving somebody advice and you've got this really strong faith and trust that they can handle it and you can give them actionable motivation in times that they need support, then that is a mutual trust that you build, and that comes from having inner confidence or not. So those are the things that you need to look out for within yourself and people that you surround yourself with. Confidence means feeling sure of yourself and your abilities. But this is what I want to talk about. It's not arrogance. And this is where people get also very confused, and it's what holds people back on wanting to really be the most confident version of themselves. When you are like viewing other people as being arrogant or egotistic or too sure of themselves and stuff like that, and it kind of intimidates you, or it makes you feel a bit uncomfortable and you're feeling a bit timid around these people, that is just a sure sign that you've got a lack of confidence within yourself. And I know that a lot of people are going to feel as though that's maybe not that accurate, because you're entitled to your opinion and maybe it's just not something that gels with you very well. But if you actually review the science, you'll understand that it is a lack of self-confidence when this sort of stuff intimidates you or makes you feel less than somebody else or gets you comparing yourself or gets you doubting yourself. Those are things that just come from your own belief systems and your own lack of self-esteem. Because when you're around somebody or you're watching something online or you're looking at something from the outside and you see people creating a really optimistic approach to life, setting realistic but big goals, and you can see them being really secure in what they want and what they need and how they view life, that is something that you are either wanting to absorb or you're wanting to resist. And when you start to identify like how your lens is absorbing that information or looking at that person or looking at yourself, for example, then you can really start to kind of like see whether or not you're capable and you have an inner knowledge to understand whether or not this lack of confidence is truly affecting your ability to be able to be yourself fully. Confident people know they can rely on their skills and strengths to handle whatever comes up. So it's really important to understand that when you are somebody that kind of quits a lot or starts things and then doesn't really follow through with them, or says things and doesn't hold their promises, or wants to hold their promises but circumstances get the better of you, those are all signs that you really do lack inner confidence, and really important to identify that sooner rather than later, because life can fall down around you and yes, you can rebuild it, but you can lose a lot of great opportunities in that process to where you haven't really been real with yourself and identified the root cause of a problem. And science shows as well that this does come from childhood. So it's not actually your fault. It's actually your childhood that will enable you to maintain good self-confidence. Now, obviously, life situations do happen. Confidence can be battered in certain areas, like depending on what has happened to you in life. But there's also a self-awareness that needs to come into it, where you have no idea what life is going to throw at you. And when you miss out on great opportunities, or you make decisions that tend to get you quitting on more things than following through with them, then you can probably guess within 3 to 5 years your confidence is going to continue to decrease, and you're going to start self-doubting, and then doubting in things around you, doubting in the journey that you've been on or whatever it might be. Whether you weren't on a journey, you're going to doubt that you'll ever get on your own journey and things like that. And all that happens is life kind of gets control of you rather than you being able to control life, and you kind of constantly question yourself. It's not a good place to be, but it can be built, which is why I wanted to do this podcast today. So what I wanted to talk about is why confidence is important. So confidence is not only important or attributed or linked to your career success. For many reasons, confidence is actually, it's definitely linked to that, but it's not about just doing well in your job or getting a good job or one aspect of life. Confidence is like an all-round thing, and it's an approach to life and it's approach to yourself. And improving your communication and decision-making skills is so important when it comes to being confident, being comfortable enough to show your true organic self, having faith in your opinions, your real opinions, not people pleasing, and not fearing the judgment of others is super important. It comes from learning who you are, what you want, and what your real opinions are, and not being afraid to get judgment or negative feedback. Because when you are your true organic self, like the real, real you, and you've worked on being the best version of yourself, there are going to be people that haven't put themselves in that position where they are lacking confidence and they don't like you, right? And that's just going to be the way that has to go until they realize or for themselves start building that inner confidence. The less judgment and the less criticism they will have when it comes to meeting or facing other confident people. And likewise for you, the more that you build confidence up, the more tests that you're going to run into when it comes to dealing with other people, because people are going to be intimidated, like I said, if they haven't develop themselves to a point or a place where they really trust themselves, they really already have their own self-belief in what they're doing and how they're doing it, and they know that it's positive. So when those things are there and they're embedded into who you are, you really don't mind people judging you because you already have done the inner work and you're confident in that. And it also, guys, has nothing to do with how you look. Yes, those things can help, but confidence is earned by making sure that when you say something, that you're going to do it. When you make promises, you're going to keep them or try your best to keep them, unless you're literally physically disabled from doing so. And even then, most confident people will still try and try and try. They will still try and find other ways to enable them to be able to make sure they get a positive outcome. And that is all confidence does. It just enables you to continuously progress. And that is the most important part of confidence, because it really helps you, it helps your future family, it helps you be a great role model for your children if you're going to have children. It makes you become a better leader, it makes you become a better work colleague, it makes you become a better friend, partner, everything, every aspect of your life, it improves, because confidence is having faith, belief, the ability to handle situations, and an overarching like ability to see through anything in order to make the right decisions and maintain the great opportunities that you've already got or you're about to get. So how do you gain confidence? Well, I can give you 10 really simple things that actually ensure that you can prove to yourself that you can get things done. So number one is to get things done. It's not about doing things once or twice or for a month or a year. It's about making sure you continue doing things. You set your intentions first and then you get these things done. You're monitoring your progress. You're actually checking in with yourself. You're not just allowing a situation to be an excuse for you acting a certain way or thinking a certain way or being too hard. You want to make sure that you're monitoring your progress so that you know that you've actually put every step you can in place to ensure you're progressing. Do the right thing. Guys, the amount of things that people do in life that actually sabotage great things, destroy trust, destroy fantastic opportunities for themselves, it never affects just you in the long term. It only affects you in the long term. And when you know that inside you've done something that's shameful or things that are shameful or you're not proud of, or that you wouldn't go around and brag about to people because it's in your past, these are things that will stay with you, believe it or not. And you need to be aware to catch yourself when you want to make impulsive, sabotaging moves or do things or say things that are really going to hurt or damage not only you but other people around you, or things that you want to do. If you're not there and capable of doing the right thing, you already know that you're lacking confidence. You're going to lack confidence because, like I said before, these things don't leave your timeline, but it's so important to be able to look back at yourself and your actions and go, wow, like I can totally see why I don't trust myself and I don't have faith in myself, because I've already freaking proven to myself like so many times that I do quit and I do I do lose trust in myself because I've done things in the past that I'm just not proud of. Like I think it's like I'm ashamed of them. And although everything can be turned around and it's not a beat-up session, it is important to be able to do the right thing. And you need to also understand exercise, guys. Exercise is so important because it like being consistent with this is something that you really can build on. It's like a physical way to show yourself that you can stick to a routine, that you can stick to a program, that you can go to the gym and see through the whole workout without leaving early, get all the sessions done and be present. And that actually stems into other things that you do in life really, really, really well if you continue it and you don't drop off a lot of the time, which is, I think, a big thing for people. People don't actually realize the mental and emotional benefits of exercise. Also, be fearless. Life is very short. You've got to be fearless when it comes to, you know, whatever it is that you're on your way to do. There is so many things in life that are going to cause you to be a bit anxious and worry a little bit. But if you're fearless in your decisions and you know that in 3 to 5 years, this is going to work out because you've already built the self-confidence, you've already got the faith in yourself, and you know what you're doing is the right decision for you, then you should be fearless in those decisions, and you should be so confident in these things being the key to a more prosperous life. If you know that you're making decisions that, like, also in this fearless process, like, if you already lack confidence and you're fearless about making poor decisions that actually hurt you and hurt others, then this is just a great sign and another way to just decrease your confidence. If you are making a decision that you know in 3 to 5 years is going to be such a benefit to you, then immediately after you make this decision fearlessly, if it's a big one, you're going to feel so much better. Every single thing in your life is going to feel more exciting. And I know this because I've made plenty of big decisions with the knowing that once I've made that decision, I am so excited for it. Because sometimes we make decisions and when we lack confidence and we lack faith, belief, and we have a tendency to give up a lot, immediately after we make big decisions, we feel a sense of hurt, pain, just all these real negative things. And those stay with you, okay? Because inside your body and your mind is showcasing the impacts that this is going to have on you in 3 to 5 years. And I know this sounds crazy, but usually people don't want to, they want to use all the excuses under the sun to give them the confidence to stick with a decision that is probably stemming from a lack of inner confidence, faith, trust, damages that you've caused or somebody's caused you, and the inability to be able to have faith and work through your problems or to really turn things around. So when you make decisions and immediately afterwards you're feeling severe pain, okay, you're making a decision that is detrimental to yourself, okay? And that is a clear sign. There is nobody in their right mind is going to make a decision that's so painful for them and expect to get a good outcome, okay? Obviously, there's times when, like, for example, I had to move overseas and I left my family and I left my whole life behind, okay? This is what one of the examples that I'm going to give, okay? On one hand, didn't want to leave my family. I wanted to spend all these years with my family. It's almost been a decade now that I have not lived with my family. So I've pretty much adapted to life alone. But guys, when I left the country, okay, I left the country and I knew what I was giving up and I was sacrificing. And I knew it was going to be difficult, but I was also so confident in why I was doing it because the benefits of me doing it outweighed the negatives, okay? The benefits of me doing this were not to change how I did life or I approached life or anything like that. I was in a situation that was already limiting me, okay? So I was surrounded by people that were limiting me. Every single aspect of my life was revolved around partying. I was going nowhere, okay? So I was not in a position where I felt I could be my true, organic, authentic self. And it took years to break out of being that person and to actually be able to see life in a way that I was my own person. And it took a lot of solitude to realize that there are things in life that I wanted and the progressions that I wanted to see and the confidence I wanted to build and the fearlessness I wanted to have meant I needed to be standing on my own 2 feet in a place that I felt really inspired. And when I moved to Australia, obviously there was so much sacrifice in doing that because you've got visa restraints, you've got medical care that isn't covered, you've got farm work to do in your second year visa. I'll talk about that in another episode if you want to know what it is, but you've got all these things that are really hard to like hurdles, but the benefits outweighed where I was in order to become who I wanted to be. And I wanted to surround myself with different people. I wanted to know that I was going to give myself the best opportunities in life to become, to rewire my brain. And sometimes you can go two ways with that. You can either resist that because it's giving you the constant reminder that you're not confident, and it's telling you that you need to revert back to who you are, the unconfident person that wants to go out and party and mask all their problems and just wants to settle for less, basically, in order to avoid having to really face the shame and the guilt of how you behave and how you view life and like the way that you do your days every day. You know what I mean? Like lack of excitement, lack of direction, things like that. That was me. Like that was me down to a T, and I didn't even know it. Okay. I did not know it. And I thought I was, honestly, for 2 years after that, I was still going out getting blind. Even when I was in Australia, I definitely was starting to make improvements and adjustments with my career choices, upskilling, learning, looking around me and actually going, wow, I want to be that. I want to be that. And as time went on, I continued to progress. But what I didn't realize until I had enough time was that, man, I had no confidence when I was the life of the party. I was the girl that everyone would call to go out. I would always stay out latest. I was the person that would please everyone. I never wanted to be alone. I was just a really unconfident person. I needed validation from people that honestly were not helping me to be a better version of myself. But it mattered more to me to fit in than it did for me to stand on my own two feet and actually really get excited about the day to day instead of just the weekend or trips that I had coming up to Ibiza or Spain with my friends or going over to Deadmau5 for a weekend away in Dublin, things like that. Those were the only things that I lived for. And like when I look back now, I'm like, oh my God, like how did I live like that? It wasn't for long. It was like my early teens. I think I snapped out of this at around the age of 21. And I started to really learn from people like Tom Bilyeu and Tony Robbins, and Brian Tracy was, I think, the first person that I was learning from. Then I started to review like and go into things like The Untethered Soul, reading books, and just started to go into other things like Buddhism and mindset work and rewiring my brain and truly starting to uncover like what it took to be an actual happy person. The thing in the beginning was I resisted it because I had a real lack of confidence that I was shielding with partying and being at work, and just I was so available to everyone that I didn't know myself at all. Like I had no idea what I really wanted from life, and I had an idea, sorry, I knew I wanted more from life, but I didn't really know what it was and I didn't really know what it took. And what it really took was me building confidence. And it actually started to really, like the where I built the most confidence was in 2014 and 15. So I started to do a competition prep bodybuilding show and for IFBB. And this was where I fully changed, like for the better. And although everyone's not, you don't have to do a bodybuilding show or anything like that, what it actually taught me was when you set yourself a task that's big enough and so far away from where you are sometimes, and you've put a deadline on it and you've got to put in the work and you've got to be fully, like, you've got to commit to it. This is where the work that I put in to be able to feel like I deserve to be on stage or to feel like I'd make it to stage every single day became a hyper focus. And it really taught me how much I lacked in every other aspect of my life when it came to putting in effort. It was the biggest wake-up call of my life. The stuff that I would be blasé about, all the little things that I would slip up on and not really realize that compounded over time were the reasons that I wasn't confident. And when you're on a comp prep, I'm not saying that you have to do this, but if you set any goal and you hyper-focus on that goal, and it doesn't have to necessarily be to get confidence, like, because obviously that can alter. But when you actually commit to something like so intensely, like there's no way you're backing out for any reason, no matter how hard it gets, that is the turning point for you. That is when you you change as a person. And from there, it literally, once the show was done, I felt like I could do anything because it was so hard. Like, it was actually so hard. And when something's new, you're probably always going to go over and above, especially if it's big enough and scary enough, and you want to do your best and you really want it as well. And you maintain, no matter how hard it is, that you really want it. The joys that you get out of that are just, it doesn't matter if you win or lose on the day. I didn't win on the day, but what I did get was the biggest win of my life when it came to trusting myself. I now fully knew that I was able to trust myself through anything, because there was days when I was literally crying because I was hungry and I was just so depleted and I was really just struggling, and I did not know why the I did not know how I was pulling the strength, but I just, it was all in my mind. Like, I was just pulling myself toward my goal instead of backing out because of the feelings that I had and the thoughts that I had. And honestly, I had days where like all the most negative thoughts would come out because I was so depleted and so tired, and I had to push myself regardless. And when you do that over and over and over again, you actually rewire your ability to be able to have faith and trust yourself, because once you've done it once, then you do it again, and you keep repeating this kind of cycle for the benefit at the end. That is when you really fully trust yourself. And I did not realize how little I would have done in life or been able to do or understood to the level that I do if I had never done these shows. And every single time I did the shows, it actually became easier, believe it or not. Like, the processes became easier, and I was no longer challenged to that point until I took on new projects, things that really scared me, made bigger investments into other things. And it was a progression. And the more that I did things and I overcame things and I came back from setbacks, and all life experiences are going to give you different setbacks and different overviews, and they're going to really test your ability to follow through to the highest. And you just got to look at these as ways to improve your confidence so that you know in your heart and soul that you can get through absolutely anything. And that is one of the things that really, really, really made me feel like I had made a breakthrough. And so I highly recommend making sure that you do something in your life that just proves to yourself, and you continue on from that. You don't just let it go after you've done it and go, okay, my work is done. I know I can do it. I don't need to do it when I can do it whenever I want. It's a constant progression, and you need to transfer that to all aspects of life. You need to be able to stand up for yourself. You need to be able to follow through, and you need to be able to think long term. This is the biggest part of being self-confident. When situations occur in life, it doesn't matter how hard they are, if you don't have the ability to think long term, it is a very big sign that lack of confidence is holding you back. There's so many amazing things out there that people lose, so many great opportunities. Their list goes on, because they have not built that trust and faith in order for them to get the best out of things. And this is where it hurts me to watch, when you just see somebody becoming a shell in a situation that could have made them become the biggest, best version of themselves and allowed them to pivot. It is devastating. You just want to pull them out, and you want to wake them up and shake them and go, oh my God, your opportunity is standing in front of you, and you're running the other direction back into the shell. So these are things that you need to be able to pick up on. So the definition of confidence, like I said, is trust, faith, self-assurance, or being told in secret that, you know, someone's trusting you, for example. Yeah, I think it's really important to know how confidence will change your life. You'll enjoy your interactions more because you won't be worried about the kind of impression you're making. You won't be comparing yourself to others. Your relaxed state will put you at ease, as well as helping you forge deeper connections. Self-confidence can breed deeper empathy as well. So I know that a lot of people feel as though arrogant people, egotistic people are whatever they want to see in their mind on the outside, but it's actually the very opposite. When you've got someone with high self-confidence, they are often the most empathetic people. They're the most understanding, and it's because they always, that like when you continue to build up your self-confidence and things like that, you have this greater belief system that things, yeah, they may be like not ideal at the moment and things like that, but you're able to have more empathy because you kind of got your own life together, your own confidence together. So you're not really like worried about whether or not like somebody is going to judge you for how you're perceiving a certain thing. You're more empathetic and you don't really let a lot of like other issues impact you and take it like as a selfish thing, but you're more like selfless because you've already you already understand where your place in the world is. So if people like you, they like you. If they don't, they don't. You can always make a better effort with people and try and connect better and just try and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, which is helpful. But when you are really confident, you're more likely to be empathetic and not let a situation that's not about you be about you. It's a big, big sign that somebody's lacking confidence. Like other people's problems, you should have empathy for. They shouldn't really be bringing you down, so to speak. Because if they are, it just means that you genuinely don't have that inner confidence built up. The greater your self-confidence is, the more it allows you to experience freedom from self-doubt and negative thoughts about yourself. Experiencing more fearless and less anxiety in life is where greater confidence makes you feel more willing to take smart risks and even more, and you even become more able to step out of your comfort zone, having greater freedom from social anxiety as well. If you feel like you need to mask who you are, put on a facade to be liked, it's a great sign that your inner confidence of who you really are and how you really are as a person is probably like on the decline. And wait, what did I just say? I just got a bit distracted because I read my board. But so when you feel like you have the need to put on like a show to be really well liked and uplift everyone, but inside you're like dying, it's a good sign that you need to work on that inner confidence. Because when you have self-doubt, it's so hard to be your true organic self or to even like discover who your true organic self is. If people like you for somebody that you're not, it's also going to be detrimental to your own mental health when you're alone, if that makes sense. Because a good sign of not being true to who you are is when you don't like your own company. If you don't like your own company and you can't manage your own inner thoughts and things when you're alone, can you imagine what you would be like as a person at being your true self around people and how they would then perceive you? You know, you got to think about these things. You got to be aware of yourself. And it's hard when you've put on this show and you're not confident inside, you don't have faith, you don't trust yourself, you've got people around you losing trust in you for whatever reason, you quit a lot, all those things, and then you're also the life of the party or you're like the funniest person in the room when it comes to social interactions. Even though that feels good at the time, inside you have a deeper knowing that this actually crushes your confidence even more. I do believe that you do have to act to a certain degree, but you've got to follow it up as well with the inner work so that when you're alone, when you're around your partner, when you're around your work colleagues, when situations get tough in life, your true self will come out. That is when it comes out. That is the biggest test to understanding how confident you actually are. So also like, what is a confident, like, I was going to say the word, last thing, how do we improve low self-esteem? So you need to also recognize what you're actually good at. We're all good at something. Like you could be good at singing, you could be good at cooking, you could be good at, I don't know, drawing, you could be good at talking, things like that. You need to like focus on your strengths. So many people focus on the fact that they're not confident and their weaknesses, and just trying to emphasize like why you're not confident and things like that is, and trying to build up confidence by wearing new clothes or putting on a show or just going out more or whatever isn't really going to build your confidence. You've got to build your confidence by focusing on your strengths and being super empowered by those strengths and engaging with other people, showing them your strengths and helping them with your strengths and not really being so critical about your weaknesses. Because when you're critical about your own weaknesses or you have self-doubt, you're then going to see weaknesses in other people, and those are going to be the highlighting thing that you notice, and they're going to affect not only their lives but your lives as well. So when you're like critical about how someone works at work, or they're not good enough, or they're shit at their job, and all you see is those things, and you're like, but they're a nice person, or yeah, they're super nice but they're useless, things like that kind of behavior and those kind of views on people are only gonna reflect badly on your confidence, because how you see others is how you see yourself. How you judge others is how you judge yourself in certain situations. So it's so important to realize. Build positive relationships. Obviously, relationships are so difficult, but when you build positive relationships, you set your intentions, you have trust, you have faith, you are able to overcome situations again, you're going to have a more positive life, better confidence. Be super kind to yourself. There is a time and a place when being super kind to yourself gets misinterpreted by being actually selfish. So there's two ways that you got to look about it. You've got to have a viewpoint that's actually beneficial for yourself in like 3 to 5 years when you're making decisions about being kind to yourself. Then there's also masking problems, band-aiding problems, running away from problems and thinking that those are things that are being kind to you. That's the opposite of an effective way to handle kindness to yourself. That's actually sabotaging yourself. And when you get these things confused, it can often lead to a trail of regret, destruction, hurt, pain, sabotage, and then just further decrease the amount of confidence that you've got. Everything can be resolved. Everything can be great. But obviously, if you don't identify these things and you trick yourself into thinking that, yeah, you need to be alone or you need to be running away or you need to quit on things in order to have a better life, just remember, these are all things that will show up later in your lack of confidence. You need to be able to say no. You need to be able to tell people that you can't make it to events because you're busy doing something else that's beneficial to your long-term goals. Goals are not everything, and life is there to make memories and have fun as well. You know, you don't work hard, you don't live to work, you work to live, right? But there's a time and a place when there's masking it out. Like I mentioned before, when I literally had no direction, I was always available. I really didn't want to face my own issues. And I was just conditioned like that because it was actually normal. It was normal. Everyone around me was like this. And there's no shade on that, because if you don't know, you don't know. You know what I mean? So unless you really put yourself in a situation like I was on my way to doing it, but the comp prep really just highlighted everything for me and it made everything so much clearer. So when I started saying no to doing things like social events and stuff like that, a lot of people then would negatively say, oh, it's restricting or it's too much or whatever. But confident people wouldn't like view that as this. They would actually say, wow, like that's commitment. And that is going to mean that that person has the ability to commit to me, and that person has the ability to be able to see through and follow through things. Those are all real big positives. So when somebody is around you is resisting, or you're resisting it yourself, it's just, again, it's a lack of confidence. It's just sabotaging the amazing benefits that you can have from yourself or others by refusing to acknowledge and value those characteristics. And it's great to just say, oh yeah, like I appreciate it, that's really nice and things for you, but I'm different. Well, that's your choice, and you're going to continue finding yourself in places where you feel like you're not confident in your decisions. You're not confident in yourself. You're finding yourself doubting everything, or you make decisions that are destructive. You cause a lot of hurt and pain on yourself. It's a history. And if you don't cut it off and you don't make that conscious decision and build on where you're from, where you are right now, then you're going to continue spiraling downwards. It's about awareness, like I said, in order to turn it around. The next and final thing that improves your low self-esteem is to give yourself a challenge, okay? When you're faced with challenges, this is the best opportunity in the world to be able to build confidence. And it cannot come from being in a negative, making a negative decision. When you've caused yourself further hurt and pain, let me tell you that there is going to be a freaking harder, longer process in order for you to really gain self-esteem. Whether or not you think your decisions are right, if it's causing you hurt and pain, the likelihood is that it was not made from a position of confidence. It was made from a position of pain, meaning that you're going to have to heal all this pain. You're then going to have to go through the stages of regret. You're then going to have to go through the stages of self-doubt. You're then going to probably be left with a lingering pain and trauma when you make decisions like this in times where maybe you're feeling hurt, maybe you're feeling pain, maybe you've been through a lot, I don't know. But if you are able to take things on as a real challenge, and you know that things are not freaking at the point of where you're unable to resolve something or you're not able to see through it anymore, maybe you're weak right now, but it doesn't mean that it's forever. if you do not have a challenge, and it can't just be a fabricated challenge, it's got to be like your real life challenges right now. And you've got to try and test yourself to make the best of them, to really turn things around. And if you are unable to do that, then again, it comes back to your awareness, and it comes back to knowing, well, are the decisions that I'm making right now actually going to benefit my life in 3 to 5 years? If the answer is, I don't know, it's probably likely that it's not. Okay. If you know you're like making decisions that you're losing something valuable, you're missing an opportunity, you're disabling yourself from a journey that could have been prosperous to your life, then you probably are on the downward spiral unless something drastically changes. And obviously things can drastically change, but at the same time, when you make decisions from a place of not really accepting a challenge, taking it on and making the best of it, and you're making life harder for yourself in the short term, trust me, most of the time it is not a short-term thing. It will always linger. So be careful with your decisions. Take things on as a challenge and be relentless and resilient in that, and prove to yourself that you can get through absolutely anything, and you can actually force yourself into seeing the best in situations. So I might do a part two on this because I am getting to, I have to go to an appointment right now. It's getting late actually. So I've got to get myself to this appointment. And I will see you guys all next week for another episode. I'm super excited to do a part two for this topic because I feel like it's an underrated, misinterpreted thing that a lot of people mistake as something actually great for yourself and for others. So if you enjoyed this, please rate us on Apple and give us a follow as well, girlbosspodcast_ on Instagram. Don't forget to share us up on your stories, and we will see you all next week. Bye.